This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So that was people losing their jobs and healthcare coverage. On the flip side of the healthcare spectrum, seniors covered by Medicare, nearly 60 million Americans all told. Open enrollment begins today, and as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, this year is going to be a little bit different.
When open enrollment comes around, Medicare beneficiaries are usually bombarded with information, TV, radio, and online ads.
Comparing plans?
Oh, yeah. This sure can change year to year.
So people often need assistance in making a choice, says Casey Schwartz with the nonprofit Medicare Rights Center. There are federally funded helpers who assist beneficiaries. But this year, with the pandemic,
in-person assistance is either limited or not available in some areas.
And that means it may be harder for some people to make decisions. This year, there are more options within some plans, including supplemental benefits that aren't quite healthcare, but are healthcare adjacent.
Meal delivery, transportation to medical appointments.
Laura Keohan is a health policy professor at Vanderbilt University. She says for many seniors, the cost of premiums is the most important factor when picking a plan. And these new benefits may cost more, but
some of those benefits might be more appealing in the time of COVID-19.
Many of these supplemental benefits were new last year. Keohan says there were 250 plans that offered these types of benefits. This year, there are expected to be more than 900. Gerald Kaminsky, a health policy professor at UCLA, says that's because
companies may have been cautious about immediately jumping into offering these expanded benefits until they had a better idea about what the cost implications might be.
Annie says with millions of Medicare beneficiaries, there's a lot of money at stake. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.